You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
The most interesting thing in tech? It was a launch day for new Apple phones. And there are a few things that were intriguing and surprising about this iPhone 12 event. The first, Tim Cook and Apple made a big deal about the phones being 5G enabled. We've all heard 5G. It's the next generation of networking technology. It will make our phones a lot faster. It will enable new apps. And it's good. It's good that the Apple phones are 5G enabled, but what exactly does that mean? It means that if you have the capacity to use 5G in your area, your phones will work on it. But in the United States, that is very rare. Other countries are way ahead. A 5G phone doesn't do you any good if the cell tower it's connected to is 4G. And in particular, in the United States, 5G evolved in such a way that it will be useful first in places like, I don't know, football stadiums, where we're not going to go for a while. So Apple moving ahead with 5G is great. I'm psyched for the era of 5G. But to actually see the apps, services built with 5G, we still have a ways to go. Another thing that struck me is that Apple has better screens. They talked about their partnership with Corning to try to make the glass less shatterable. That would be really important because Apple spends all this time, as do other phone manufacturers, making these phones slick, sleek, thin, narrow. But that's absurd and meaningless because most of us have to put them in these ugly rubber cases. My case totally transformed what the phone feels like. So it doesn't matter exactly the shape Apple has made. What matters is the shape of my cheap rubber case. So if you actually could make a screen that won't shatter when my kids drop it, that's a huge advancement. Apple also put LiDAR into the phone. Now, why would they do that? Well, LiDAR is a technology for sensing where objects are around you. This is why it's part of a lot of self-driving car systems. And the reason for that is for future AR applications. In order to put a simulated object on top of a real object, you need to know exactly where the real object is. And then there's a big question for Apple, which is, do people really want to buy expensive phones right now? The most expensive version of the phone that Apple announced is $1,400 for the top of the line with the most memory. Cheapest is $700. These are expensive phones. And one thing that's happened since coronavirus hit, unemployment has surged, so people are buying cheaper phones, not really expensive ones. So it's unclear exactly how this will work. But that was Apple's big launch day, and it's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.